Hey everyone, big news in the crypto world today. Revolut has officially confirmed they're removing Tether's USDT stablecoin from their platform for all European customers. It's a pretty significant shift, so let's break down exactly what's happening and why.
Thanks for bringing this up. This isn't just a random platform update. It's a direct compliance move in response to the European Union's newly enforced markets in crypto assets, or MiCA, framework. The EU is finally rolling out a unified, strict regulatory structure for digital assets, and they're specifically targeting stablecoins to mitigate systemic risk and boost consumer protection.
Right, and that's where things get interesting. Under MiCA, stablecoin issuers have to back their tokens exclusively with high-quality, liquid reserves. Think cash, cash equivalents, or government bonds. Plus, they need independent auditing and strict transparency around their backing assets, redemption processes, and operational risks. It's a whole new level of accountability.
Exactly. And unfortunately, Tether's USDT, despite its massive global market share and everyday use in trading and cross-border transfers, just doesn't meet those new standards. Historically, its reserve portfolio has included commercial paper, loans, and other assets that fall right outside MiCA's strict liquidity and transparency thresholds.
So rather than risk hefty regulatory penalties or operate in a legal gray area, Revolut made the call to delist USDT for European accounts. They've been pretty clear that this is purely a compliance necessity, not a reflection on USDT's actual market utility. For anyone holding USDT on the platform, the advice is straightforward. Withdraw, convert, or trade your holdings before the official cutoff date. The good news is, Revolut will still support other stablecoins that fully comply with MiCA.
That's a crucial point for users to act on. But looking beyond just Revolut, this delisting really highlights a broader transformation happening across the European cryptocurrency market. MiCA is effectively forcing exchanges, wallets, and financial institutions to rapidly align their offerings with these stringent regulatory standards. There's no more operating outside the lines.
Absolutely. The framework is really prioritizing transparency, reserve accountability, and user protection. It's acting like a filter, weeding out opaque or non-compliant assets so everyday investors aren't left exposed. It feels like a necessary step to build real trust in the space.
And the ripple effects are already becoming clear. We're going to see increased consumer confidence because the risk of sudden depegging or reserve failures is significantly reduced. You'll also notice market consolidation favoring compliant stablecoins. And frankly, this could set a precedent globally as other regions consider adopting similar standards.
It's a bit of a short-term adjustment for European users, I'll admit. But in the long run, it's paving the way for a much more secure, transparent, and resilient financial ecosystem. It's exciting to see the industry maturing in such a structured way.
Well said. Ultimately, Revolut's removal of USDT marks a pivotal transition for the entire crypto industry. As digital assets continue to mature, regulatory compliance will increasingly dictate what's available on platforms and who gets access. The era of largely unregulated crypto operations is quietly giving way to a structured market defined by accountability, consumer safeguards, and institutional-grade stability.